What's going on, this, that, and those listeners? I'm going to get right into this. This is the second or third time I've tried to record this. Again, this app has been messing up. Like, it keeps pausing, and I don't really understand why. I'm going to get right into those Sarah Ha messages. Number one, okay, suck a dick. You suck a dick. That is a rude thing to say to somebody, so you're a mean person. Love the podcast, bro. Keep working. Thank you. I really do appreciate that one. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's something I really, really like to do. Hopefully something comes from it. If not, I'm still going to do it. I still have a blast doing it. I love talking to you guys. I love that people actually like listening. It's up to almost 700 downloads. That's just on the one website too, on the one website. That's not including iTunes. iTunes doesn't tell you how much, how many downloads you get. Just weird. So appreciate you guys liking it. Okay, so this could be really stupid or something good to talk about. Would you rather have internet or an old school flip phone with no internet? That is a good one. I would rather have internet, though, for sure. But I'm not opposed to people with a flip phone. I had a flip phone till less than a year ago. It got the job done, you know. I had no problems with it. Internet, is good and bad. Internet, it's cool that we talk to so many people, but it's also awful that we talk to so many people. And I think it's not the only cause of, depression, but I think it's a cause of depression is, having access all the time to, famous people and their life. So it's kind of, we all want to know, what they have, so we're always looking, and then we get upset that we don't have it, that could be a whole segment of a podcast. I will do a whole segment for you. Hi, Billy Mays here, and I came back from the dead just to tell you I hate you, your scrotum looking head. But wait, there's more. I don't like your ugly face either. Oh my gosh. Well, Billy Mays Hayes. You're a dick. Billy Mays here. I came back from the dead just to tell you I hate your scrotum looking head. But wait, there's more. I don't like your ugly face either. They spelled your... My God, people. I hate your scrotum looking head, but they spelled it Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. So I hate you are scrotum looking head. I hate when people don't know how to spell shit. Anyway, it was a good one. That was pretty funny. Would you bang Caitlyn Jenner for $1 million? $1,001,000? Yeah, I would. Would you bang Caitlyn Jenner for $1 million? Again, yeah, I would. Would you bang Caitlyn Jenner for $999,999? Yeah, I think I would. I appreciate you messaging three times in a row. I really do. I hope Henry Nagel sits on your bald head. That is my manager at one of my jobs. I'm not gonna even touch that one. I'm just gonna say that I hope he does not sit on my bald head. You're my boy. Spelled right. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, my boy. You're my boy. My girl. Talking about my girl. Yeah, that's all I got today. You guys you didn't drop the ball. The people that message, it was funny. But that's all we got, you know? Anyway, USC 214 this weekend. This is the fight of the year. Hands down, probably one of the best cards I've seen in a long time. So I'm gonna give you guys my picks for these. Just the main card. I'm not gonna get balls deep into it, but I will do the main card and who I'm picking. First fight is Jimmy Manawat and Volkan Ozdemir. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. But that's my best bet. That's my best guess. I was watching like highlights of this Volkan Ozdemir, and he is a monster. If Jimmy Manawa connects on Ozdemir, I'm going to call him Volkan. If Manawa connects, it's going to be game over. But if he can avoid like taking any big shots, I'm going to take him. But yeah, I'm going to take Jimmy Manawa in this one. I'm going to say knockout by knockout. He's not going to go the distance. Cowboy and Robbie Lawler. It's not an easy fight. It's a real tough fight. This is probably like the hardest one to call on the card. I have a huge bias towards Cowboy. Anytime he's fighting, I'm going to pick him. That last fight, he shouldn't have been fighting that soon after. He's been on like a terror, just not knocking dudes out. Well, I mean, yeah, he had that beautiful combo in his, I forget who it was against, shit. He had that beautiful combo. Then like, since the UFC knows he's Cowboy and Cowboy has this like persona that he's Cowboy, he took another fight right away, a little bit too soon, but he was taking big shots in the last fight, so he shouldn't have been in this fight, and he lost. But I'm going to take Cowboy in this one. And then, Cowboy, call out Dana White and tell him that you want a title shot because you are, like, the fan favorite. Anytime Cowboy's fighting, a UFC fan is going to tune in. If you're a fan of UFC and you know anything about, like, the personalities of the fighters, you're going to watch the Cowboy fight. That's, like, the one guy that everybody loves. There's a lot of respect between those two dudes, too. Like, they're not really talking a whole lot of shit. Cyborg and Tanya Avenger. I'll bet anybody any amount of money if they want on Cyborg. This is the easiest fight on the card. Obviously, anytime Cyborg fights, you just take her. She could fight a dude. She could beat Floyd Mayweather. Like, her versus a dude her size is, I mean, I might still take Cyborg. She's a fucking monster. It's a terrible mismatch fight. I'm taking Cyborg 100 times over. 100 times, 99 and a half times out of 100, Cyborg wins this fight. Woodley and Maya. Okay, so this fight, I also have a huge bias on Tyron Woodley. He's one of my favorite fighters. I think he gets a bad rep from, like, the fans. He doesn't really have, like, a huge following. Damian Maya is the bigger guy. If I was, like, betting money on it, I would probably take Damian Maya. My head is saying Damian Maya is gonna, like, the matchup is terrible for Woodley. Like, if somebody's gonna beat Woodley and take the belt, it's gonna be Damian Maya. But, saying that, I'm taking Woodley just because I don't have any money on this. I'm having fun, and I love Tyron Woodley. then the main event, John Jones and DC number 2. It's going to depend on what John Jones shows up. This fight is huge for both guys. I think if DC loses, he retires, maybe. I think there's a good chance. I don't really see what else there is for him. But John Jones has this new, like, good guy persona that I'm not a fan of. I liked when he was like, dude, I beat you after a week of doing cocaine. That was boss. I loved it. I like the bad guy, John Jones. But as far as any UFC fan is concerned, John Jones is undefeated. The one loss, the DQ, whatever, no one counts that. It's a stupid rule that 12-6 elbow is a dumb rule. That's only a rule because, like, they saw those, martial art it is, where they break the fucking cinder blocks with their elbows. That's why that's a rule, because they saw them breaking the cinder blocks or the pieces of wood with their elbows going 12-6. I think it's stupid. Because if you get elbowed at a slant, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, John Jones is undefeated. This is like his redemption fight. He's trying to get his belt back. But there might be some ring rust, you know. So, I think John Jones loses round one for sure. Maybe round two. Round three is going to be a good... Round two and three, I think, are going to be the difference. Because I think... I don't even know what I would take. I want to say Jones is going to finish him because he wants to. I love John Jones. My favorite athlete of all time. Not even just UFC fighter. Favorite athlete of all time. If you haven't heard it, I encourage you to go listen to the Joe Rogan Experience with John Jones on it. He breaks down what he got popped for at the last UFC. I think he's the greatest fighter of all time. You toss a coin for him and Anderson Silva. But, this fight is huge for both guys. The ring rust might give him trouble, though. And, where they're fighting, John Jones likes to do that thing where he puts his hand out to keep the distance. You know what I'm talking about? If you know UFC, you know what I'm talking about. He puts his hand out to keep distance, but he has like an open hand. And if he gets caught with the eye poke, it's going to be points off. So that might be trouble too for John. I'm going to take John for this fight. They really haven't even promoting this fight. This fight promotes itself. Like, fight fans know how big this fight is, and I love it. I can't wait, people. I hope you guys watch it with me. I hope you enjoy it, too. More sports news. Kyrie, Cavs. Kyrie, they said he's not talking to anyone in the Cavs organization. Look, guys, I'm sick of talking about this shit, too. But it keeps coming up, so I gotta keep talking about it. It's annoying, I know. I don't want the Cavs to lose Kyrie, but it's looking like we're gonna. So let's get whatever we can for him, right? Says he wants to join the Knicks very badly. Look, if we can get Melo, maybe another good player, and some picks, I say we do it. Other than that, I mean, I don't know. And it doesn't even look like Melo wants to come here anymore. They're talking about him in Oklahoma City. And there's another team, too, that he was like, he liked. They just said today that, well, Stephen A. reported that Kyrie's sick of playing like the little brother role to LeBron. which, again, I get it, you know. If you were in somebody's shadow your whole career, not your whole career, but, like, if you were in somebody's shadow and you thought you were a top 10 player and everybody's saying, yeah, but there's this guy LeBron, it would bug you. LeBron, they said, asked the Cavs behind the scenes if the Suns would include Josh Jackson, that rookie, would be available with the Eric Bledsoe. I'm assuming it'd be Eric Bledsoe and Josh Jackson. The Suns said they wouldn't trade him, but who knows if they put that Kyrie deal right in front of their faces. Some crazy news from yesterday. The Ohio State Fair ride malfunction. I don't know if you've seen this video. Somebody shared it on Facebook, which is another story. I don't know why you people want to share stories of people dying, like the video of people dying, or like when you're scrolling and you see like a baby video and it's like a mom, like a piece of shit mom, like beating her child. What, why do you guys repost it? What's in that for you? Do you like, don't give these people attention. Give them attention. I mean, if it's getting these people arrested, give them attention. But like, if you have no connection to these people, or it's in another country, for sure do not share that. It's just going to get people all worked up about the other country, because, like, a handful of people are shitheads. And, like, I don't want to ruin my day, because I was having a great day yesterday. And then I'm scrolling, and I see this little cute little baby getting its ass whooped by his fucking piece of shit mom. Ruin my day. If that's what you guys are trying to do, congratulations, you ruined my day. But, like, that's fucked up. Anyway, this ride, two people, like, got ejected from it. They said 7 or 8 people are injured, 1 person died. I don't do fair rides, or rides in general, because that's my excuse. I'm like, look, these things are put together in a couple hours, and you want me to get on it? No thanks. That just enhanced my fear. So any chance of me getting on a ride just got, I'm cool. I mean, yeah, shit's terrible news. I'm sorry if that upset you. They said that fair attracts like 900,000 people a year, which, I mean, think about that. That's a lot of people. Oh, yeah, I went to Cedar Point one time, and I rode the Gatekeeper. That's the one right when you get in, like, to the right, and I was terrified to get on it. I'm standing in line sweating, and we get on the ride. We're going up this hill. I'm like, you know what, like, it's okay. Like, this isn't too bad. I can maybe do it. I'm looking up, looking down. I'm like, yeah, look at me. I'm looking up, looking down. The minute this thing started to turn, like, and drop, I'm like, fuck, this is it. Yeah, this is the way I go out. I'm done. It dropped, like, straight down. And my stomach dropped with it. It was so terrifying. I was squeezing the bar so hard, not smiling, nothing. Then it, like, goes upside down. I'm like, no way, this is fucked up. I'm gonna die. This is it. I didn't think that I was latched in at one point. Then we get off, and my buddy's like, he's like, yeah, that wasn't too bad, right? Like, that was, like, one of the smaller ones. I was like, that was one of the smaller ones. That's funny, because I'm not getting on anymore today. I probably ruined everybody's day. But here's the thing. If I told you I didn't want to go in the first place and you take me to Cedar Point, what kind of friend are you? I'm just kidding. No, I'm not kidding about the story. But, I mean, I was terrified. I would never do it again. So, my shark facts. I realize that I have been slacking a little bit on some shark facts, so I'm here to bring you some shark facts off of this website that I am reading right now. They say the average shark has 40 to 45 teeth and can have 7 rows of teeth underneath it. And they go through 30,000 teeth in a lifetime. Holy fuck. 30,000 teeth? That is insane. Sink your teeth into that one. Also, sharks do not have any bones. I did not know that. I knew that they're mostly cartilage, but they are all cartilage. So that's a pretty cool, that's a cool little phys act. Sharks, hammerhead sharks, have a soft head when they're born. Just when they're born, so that they don't jam up their mama's birth canal. I jammed up my mama's birth canal. I got a huge hammerhead head. Yeah, they had to give mama a C-section because of my big old noggin, my big old size 8 noggin. Yeah, like, there was a period where I went through, like, fitted hats, and I just had to stop buying them because every, like, few months, they were just way too tight, and my ears would stick out. It was very awkward. Yeah, that actually, true story. Tiger sharks, the first one to hatch inside the womb, eats all of its brothers and sisters. Like, the first one to hatch is the winner. So it's like a race, I guess, you know? It's a riz-ace. I think people do that too. Anyway, prehistoric sharks. Oh, wow. 200 million years before the dinosaurs appeared, on the Earth, sharks were here, and they haven't changed much in that time. That is that is a fact. Wow. Think about that. 200 million years before dinosaurs there were sharks. Wow. And they haven't changed much. I mean, they probably got smaller. Megalodon, 6-inch tooth. But anyway, that is nature's perfect. Like, it's one. How crazy is that? Sharks are fucking nuts, man. They are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Speaking of sharks, Jaws, if you guys are fans of Jaws. Jaws is actually based after a bull shark. Because bull sharks are fucking nuts. That's pretty cool, right? But they picked a great white just because great whites look. Look at a great white. If it doesn't make you a little bit uneasy when you look at a great white in the ocean, especially if you've been in the ocean, you're lying to yourself straight up. Great whites are insane. I would love to go shark, like, cage diving. That's a bucket list kind of thing. Oh, this is a fun one. Men, even, okay, so it says, like, that, it says that about the same number of men and women go swimming in the ocean, but men are like 90% shark attack victims. I don't know if you can even say victims. They're not victims. Look, here's the thing. Think of it like this. If you don't know what something is, you go and you grab it, right? Or like me and JC, we were talking about this today. So you're outside and you smell somebody's barbecue. And you're like, wow, that doesn't smell bad. So you go over there, you see something on the table, and you're like, wow, that looks good. I'm going to try it out. You take a bite, you spit it out. That's what happens with a shark. They don't know what the fuck you are. You're in the ocean. You're like going into their food chain. And you're swimming around, splashing around. They get your like electromagnetic scent or like feel off the ampullae of Lorenzini. That's those their sensors on their nose. But yeah, they detect you. They don't have hands to come and feel what you are. So they take a bite
And people don't really get eaten by sharks. You get bit by a shark. Sometimes you die. That's a tragedy, yes. But you're not really, like, sharks aren't looking to kill you. They're looking for food, because that's what they do. And we go into their home. And that's, I mean, that's all she wrote. For every human killed by a shark, 200, or no, for every human killed by a shark, 2 million sharks are killed by humans. That is actually really depressing. Yeah, I don't like that fact. I'm huge into, like, I'm huge into animals. So, yeah, that kind of upsets me. For sure, guys, don't go to the store, or, like, if you're on vacation, do not buy those little sharks that are in the blue liquid that they have at souvenir shops. Do not support that, please. Don't buy it for your kids. It would be a very, I think it would be a sad day if a kid had to ask what a shark was. Think about that. If you were, like, if sharks for some reason went extinct, or, like, if a great white shark went extinct, how big of a tragedy would that be to, like, the ecosystem, too? I don't think it would be a good thing. But, like, if your little kid was, like, or your grandkid was, like, hey, Billy, what was a great white shark like? Another thing with that is lions and tigers. I read something today that kind of upset me. Let me see if I could find this real quick. Yeah, they said as few as 3,890 wild tigers remain. People poach them for their skins, bones, and other parts. And poachers are the greatest threat to their survival. Look, go to the World Wildlife Foundation website. And if this is in your cards, if it's possible for you, if you could donate something or, like, buy something, or, like, buy, like, a piece of clothing or something that, like, some of the proceeds go to preserving some kind of animals. I just don't get it. Look, if you go and you hunt for the meat, I totally get it. I respect that. I would like to do that. If you're going trophy hunting, I can't really get behind that. I get it that the money goes to preserving it, and I'm not going to argue against it. I'm just saying I don't get it. Like, if you have a lion in your scope, I don't know how you could just pull that trigger. And a lot of the times, too, when you do that, fun fact for you guys, if you're thinking about going on a safari hunt, those animals are raised in captivity, like the lions and stuff, they're raised in captivity. And then when they go to let them out, they let them out, and the lion still hangs around, or, like, any kind of animal, really, like lion, tiger, whatever, they hang around where they were raised at, and they don't really know what to do, because they were raised in captivity. So they're kind of, if you're not hunting, like, a real wild lion, you're a little bit of a pussy, in my eyes. I mean, unless you're, like, doing it with a bow. If you do it with a bow and arrow, and you pay $500,000 to go kill a lion, which that money goes to, most of the money will go to lions, do it any way you want. Because if you can kill a lion with a fucking bow and arrow, you are a man. I don't care what you say. There is no argument for that. If you could do it with, like, that primal, I'm not talking about a crossbow, I'm talking about a fucking bow and arrow, like a compound bow, or or a recurve bow. Either or. Yeah, just not a crossbow. Even a crossbow, fuck it. If you kill a lion with anything more than a bullet, you're a monster. Unless it's like C4. Imagine that, throwing a fucking grenade or something at a lion, blowing it up. That's not funny. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I'll give you guys some more shark facts. I'll write them down this time and next time instead of going on a website the day of. Talk about unprepared. How weird. I'll give you some shit to sink your teeth into. I love it. Love it. Yeah, I'm still a little bit upset that I didn't get, like... I did get headbutted by a shark. A wave came, and a lot of people said that it was my boogie board that, like, the wave took into my side, but it was actually a shark surfing. It was body surfing, and he actually headbutted me. I'm just recovering now. He didn't bite me, but, yeah. If you're watching Shark Week, though, for sure go on the Lokai website and buy that Shark Week, the Shark Week Lokai. I got it last year when I was in the hospital for my appendix. So, 2016 finals. So, Cavs are playing, right? They're doing their shit. After game 2 or 3 of the finals, I went up to play basketball because I was, like, in my basketball mode. I was at the park, you know, going in, and I left because I was like, man, it was like that pain where you think you're hungry, so you got to eat. So I get home, and I eat. Pain's still there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is weird as hell. So, I lay down for a little bit, text my mom. I'm like, yeah, my stomach hurts. She's like, lay down on your side. Maybe you got gas. Maybe you got a fart. I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right. So I'm laying down for a little bit. It's getting worse. This feels like somebody's stabbing me, like in my lower abdomen area. I'm like, mom, I gotta go to the hospital. She's like, what? She's like, you gotta go to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, like we have to go now. So we get there, they're like, look, your white blood cell count's supposed to be, I want to say they said like 4 to 6 billion. Like, yours is at like 13.5 billion. They're like, that usually means an infection. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's what I'm doing, huh? I was like, are we taking this thing out or what? They're like, well, we could give you antibiotics, but you're just going to have to come back. I'm like, God dang it. this was after game 4 of the finals. game 5 happens, whatever. I got to watch it there. After game 5 of the finals. My mistake, guys. So game 6 happens. I watch it there. The Cavs win. So it's tied 3-3. And I get my appendix out, whatever. The day of game 7 is the day that I could go home. And so I'm talking to the nurse. I'm like, look, can I go downtown for this? And she's like, what? Like, you just had a kind of major surgery. Like, we took an organ out of your body. You cannot go downtown. I'm, like, asking the other nurses, I'm like, can I go downtown? The one nurse is like, look, if you're going to go downtown, you have to wear this. She gives me, like, this body brace, this Velcro body. It's like one of those sweatbands that you put around your body. I have one of those. But anyway, that's not whatever. So she gives me that. She's like, if you go downtown, you have to wear this. So I get home. I'm like, look, I'm going downtown. And everybody's like, you are not going downtown, you fucking psycho. Long story short, I had to watch game 7 of the finals. I had to watch the Cavs break the drought and on my couch, all bandaged up. But I did have Ben and Jerry's, so that was kind of cool. But while I was in the hospital, I was watching Shark Week, and they were, like, promoting the Shark Week loci. And I was sitting there, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have to order this thing. So I got this, and then I got this loci, and I got the wildlife one, too. For sure, get the camo one and the blue camo one, because they're sweet, and they're super trendy. me and JC, we got the best friend ones, too, because she's my best friend. I got the white one. She got the black one. It's like a white one with a black bead. She got the black one with the white bead. But, yeah, she's my best friend, so I got that one. but, yeah, man. I hope you guys are still enjoying this. I'm enjoying it. If you guys have any suggestions of people that I should have on, if you want to be on, DM me, Instagram and Facebook. It's John Thozeski, JonThozeski. Twitter, Papa Thozeski, PapaThozeski. I thank you for listening, my friends. And as always, peace.